Everybody, let me know if that music's too loud in the background. Thank you for tuning in. As many of you would be aware, we have some serious internet censorship going on at the moment, and you may longer be seeing people like myself, the Global Freedom Movement, Al High Priest, and all the other truthers out there on Facebook much longer, because we have blanket censorship now. The people who are part of my friend's tree would also realize that El High Priest was arrested yesterday for thought crimes, basically. Now El High is a comrade of mine. We do interviews together, and we are buds too, we're friends. He's in the mental ward, that's where they put him. Now, a little background on El High. He is one of the smartest, most strong-minded people I've ever met. He is incredibly witty. He's been doing profoundly powerful things for the world for a long time now, speaking his absolute truth. Now, anyone who's watched his videos knows just how clever that guy is and what he's up to, and we have a really tight bond, you know? We get along really well. So this is a bit of a sword in the side, because if you can be arrested and put into a mental health facility against your will because you're speaking absolute truth against the government, and El High has documents, he has facts, he has SWIFT notes, he has bank details, he has all the information to incriminate the Australian federal government, who has been in bed with the CIA and different organizations bringing drugs into this country, complicit at bringing drugs into Australia. Yes, they're the ones who bring them into the country. You wonder why there's always a shortage around Christmas time. Supply and demand put the prices up. Now, this is beyond normal police and normal people's reckoning to wrap their head around these types of crimes. We're talking tremendous crimes that are going on in Australia right now. Thought crimes. If we're supposed to be living in a country of free speech, then how can you get put in prison in a mental ward when you have the facts and the information against our government? Now, what a big month this has been. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've seen 50 different Facebook pages get taken off Facebook. We've had Collective Evolution go down, which had over 900,000 followers. The Global Freedom Movement, Brendan D. Murphy, a close friend of mine, his page got shut down last night, 30,000 followers. So we are having a full stream attack on Truth Media right now. And this is Truth Media. The mainstream media, CNN, Fox News, Washington Post, The Huffington Post, The New York Times, these are all propaganda, Zionist media organizations which are controlled and run by the same six families. Same six families running all these media organizations which are promoting lies, disinformation, and feeding bullshit in the throats of you guys every day. Now, this is a real problem. If we're going to have a crackdown on free speech, if we're going to have a crackdown on truth media, then what's going to be left in the next 5 years? We're going to end up being and living in a country that's similar to North Korea. We already have forced vaccinations. We have blanket censorship. And now we have Facebook algorithms and YouTube algorithms. Another comrade of mine, EJ from Freedom Faction, look him up on YouTube, freedom_faction. Check him out, 180,000 followers. We've been doing some interviews together. My last YouTube clip that we did, which was starting to skyrocket, views are going up, 4,000, 5,000 views. Okay, got taken off YouTube, removed from YouTube, apparently against privacy, against YouTube privacy. Why? Because we spoke out about David Hogwash, the operation that happened in America with a false flag shooting. We uncovered how it's connected to prescription drugs and mind control. CIA documents proving this. He had the documents there showing that we can create and change matter with our minds. And that got removed from my YouTube account. And my YouTube account, it sucks. It got taken down 5 years ago, and ever since then, I've never been able to build a following. It just does not grow. People do not see my views. They do not share it. It's just not there. It's hidden. And I've got a video 5 years ago, before the Monsanto March, when I was organizing the Monsanto March for Sydney, organizing it, putting out there. I was showing the difference between my tablet, my laptop, and my phones, how the algorithms were pulling it out, what I was seeing. That's five years ago now. I was talking about algorithms. 5 years ago, I was talking about geoengineering. I mean, if you guys check out my Instagram today, Nate_Max_TV, check it out. Check out the geoengineering. Fuck. Fuck, if you can't see that shit, man, you're finished. Fuck, forget it. You might as well neck yourself now. So this is the issue. There's this divide happening where people think that it's like the truth community against the mainstream community. It's actually all of us together, and we've all been divided and devised in some way. The problem is, you have to ask yourself, if they are removing our pages with no reason, removing our pages, doesn't that make you think that you need to look into what's on those pages? That's scary. We're heading into a communist China style censorship of social media. Communist China, where they have a credit scheme. Alex Jones was talking about this 3 fucking years ago. Alex Jones was talking about things 10 years ago and people were ridiculing him, how the light bulbs are going to interface with the Wi-Fi. The street lamps, they're listening to you. Alex Jones was saying 10 years ago and people ridiculed him. Now it's coming out. Your fridge is listening. Your light bulbs interface with the smart technology in the house. 10 years ago. You know, people couldn't even wrap their head around anything 10 years ago. So now we have this censorship which is going on. And basically the Chinese globalist model which they're trying to push out around the world is you have a credit score. So you have a social media credit score. And every time you post something that's against the narrative, the mainstream narrative, or against the globalist, or whoever you want to call it, you'll lose points. So if you lose a whole bunch of points because you're speaking out truth, what's going on, that means you can't get onto planes, you won't get your welfare payments, you can't get onto the train. So you're basically being imprisoned in your own country. This is rolling out. This is happening right now. This is actually rolling out across the planet. Obviously, China is the easiest place to implement it because the Chinese are already under quite suppressive control, mind control, whatever you want to call it. It's a bit bright. I'm going to put my glasses back on. So it's a rollout. It's a rollout plan. Okay, now El High Priest is in Nambour Hospital right now. He got arrested yesterday. Taken from his shop because he's been holding the Attorney General accountable, writing letters to the Prime Minister, writing letters to the Secretary of Defense, ringing up ACO, hassling his politicians, which is what you do. That's why politicians are there, because they're supposed to listen to us. We are the voice of the people and they are supposed to pass on what we want and do what we do. But instead, they do exactly the opposite. We have all of Australia saying they don't want coal seam gas fracking. What happens? They still implement the rules and laws for coal seam gas. They start digging wells everywhere when we're all protesting. No one wants coal seam gas fracking. It's a very unsustainable practice. And for the money they get and for how much gas and barrels they get, it's a complete waste of time. So that's phase one. Coal seam gas fracking. We're not allowed to do it. It fucks up the water. It destroys the Artesian Basin. It pollutes. It does this, blah, blah, blah. That's step one, right? we need gas. Step two is actually they're putting these gas wells on the ley lines of planet Earth. Now, you can't even talk to an unconscious person because they don't even know what ley lines are. They don't understand energy. But they're putting these wells on the ley lines to offset the natural frequency of Earth, the Schumann frequency, the natural Earth rhythm, whatever you want to call it. That's what's going on. That's phase one. Then phase two, phase three, it continues on. It gets further and further, right? It just keeps continuing. There's all these agendas within an agenda. Now, if we have politicians who can't even wrap their head around the fact that there's a neurotoxin in our drinking water, how are we going to talk to them about real world action and things that are happening? They are so far behind. They are so outdated. And what I realized is that I thought all politicians were just part of the army of pedophiles. But in fact, they are just so stupid. They have no concept of what's going on in Australia or around the world. They really just have no idea. So if we're not hassling our politicians and writing in and pumping them with letters and phone calls to inform them, how can we expect them to make decisions for us? I know they're under pressure by the deep state and they're controlled anyway, but if they don't even have awareness of what's going on, I mean, how are they going to tell? How are they going to see? So this is a scary situation we're coming into now. Okay, I've been saying to people for a while, please sign up to my website because I won't be on the internet much longer. I know that. I'm not going to be on Facebook much longer. I won't be long till my pages get deleted. And any of you guys out there know me. I mean, I've been putting this truth out there for years. Years. And you know what? Almost every single thing that I've said has come true. 5 years ago, I said this. People are like, oh, fuck, Nate, come on, mate. And now today, it's common knowledge. A couple of years ago, I said this. Now it's common knowledge. Is there a thank you? Is there a good on you, mate? Thanks for the hard work. No. Because I'm on to the next thing, getting ridiculed for that. And we have this entire world of people who are stepping in to the false pride, material, famine and glamour. Material, false pride, fame and glamour. Obsessed with handbags, having the Range Rover Sport, going on holidays, taking photos of the most best 5 seconds of their life. This is engulfing the world. This is making things harder for people to wake up because they're so tightly intent on creating this fake profile. That's right, Ned, ego. They're so intent in keeping this image going, prolong it as long as they can so they can feel better than other people because they're so empty inside. They need to do things to make themselves feel better than other people. So it's really like a harvesting going on. It's like a feeding. It's like, I'm going to go to the gym and train. I'm going to go 25 hours a week at the gym, train and get this body, then post photos all over the internet to make other people feel less than themselves. I'm going to make other men feel insecure and bad about their bodies when they're working, they got families, and they can't go to the gym for 25 hours a day, a week. We had the women doing the same thing. We had the women doing the exact same thing on Instagram. You look at all these chicks putting these filters on all day long, just taking photos of themselves, taking videos of themselves with no words, no nothing, not like any story. It's just like, I'm feeding off the attention all day long. This is a mind disease. We are talking about an actual mind virus here that everyone's buying into. And if you look at my post I did just a couple of hours ago on my Facebook, okay, I broke it down. And yeah, it's heavy. I'm not here to make friends. I don't give a fuck about making friends. If I want to make friends, I'll be going to the gym and taking shirt off selfies of myself all day long and taking photos of cars and motorbikes and being a materialistic fuckwit. I'm so done with that because I can see what's happening in the world. I understand what's going on. And all these sleep sheep that are wandering around, it's not their fault. 5 years ago, I was doing the same thing. But I'm just lucky enough I woke from the slumber. But it hurts me seeing what people are going through. It hurts me when I watch people day in, day out. I just watch them. I watch people's fake conversation. Yeah, yeah, things are really good. Yeah, yeah. And they walk off and they haven't even turned their head to turn away before the smile's gone down. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And before their heads even turn, they couldn't even hold that fake smile up just to turn away from the person. The way my brain works, trust me, I see everything. I see everything, and I see stuff in other realms too. And it hurts, man. It hurts because people are afraid of the truth. They're afraid of what are people going to think about them if I do this. If I go and vaccinate my child, what will happen? All my friends might go get away from me. That's the social pressure. And that's the way the system works, through social pressure. They don't have to prevent us from doing something. They just have to make something happen that will make your life a little bit difficult. And people are like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. And that's the issue of being grown up with social conditioning. You have to fit in this way. You're part of this mold. You're part of this mold. Then we have the divide between religions. Muslims, Christians, Jews, all that. Every religion thinking they've got the right religion. They've got the right word of God. This person's DNA is better than them. They are the chosen ones. What a great story that is, right? What a great story. What a great divide and conquer tactic, which has been working so well. Oh, it's been working so well. Everyone killing each other off and beheading people throughout the ages, throughout time. Everyone invading and fucking killing people off. And guess who created the religions of the world? The ruling elite, the mystery schools, the ruling families, the royal families. That's who created religion. Yes, there is a God. Yes, there is a creation story. Yes, but not what you've been told, guys. You've been told lies. Been told lies to divide yourselves up. There's a bit of truth in all of the books, all of the different religious things that I've looked into. They've all got some nice truths in there. They've got some good words. Yes. But it's also filled with a whole bunch of bullshit and lies to make you externally think that you're going to be saved by something else. God's coming back. Jesus is coming back. This is happening. Good luck. You are here by yourself to learn lessons, to evolve. You're not going to hell. You're not going to heaven. It's called evolution. We live in a multi-dimensional reality. We don't even know what shape the fucking earth is. We literally don't. I'm neither. But we literally don't even know what shape the earth is. People cannot even come up with one model that actually works. How's that? I mean, even talking about that, if people have never even heard of that, they'll just be going, this guy's fucking lost it. Same with anything, right? It's all perception based. All perception based. The whole reality is perception based. How thick are your glasses, you know? How much matrix programming do you have? How much cultural and religious indoctrination have you grown up with? How much bullshit were you fed at school? How many people were you around who inspired you when you were growing up? Or did you grow up like me with no mentors? No inspiring people. I grew up amongst fucking a bunch of idiots. I was an idiot. I was the king idiot in most cases. Imagine we had mentors. Imagine we had inspiring mentors when we grew up. Imagine I always think to myself, if I had the people around me I had now when I was growing up, I'd be a different fucking person. I have shamans, I have elders, I have awake people, old people, I have different religious connotations, all giving me information on how to be the best version of myself. I have amazing content books, but the most important thing of all, I have my intuition. I close my eyes, I sit in silence, and I drop into a deep meditative state, and all the answers are there. I don't need to connect with anything. The answers are inside. The answers come from here. The intuition comes on strong. But when your mind is swimming in a sea of toxic soup, when you've been drinking fluoride your whole life and we've been eating terrible food, which we all have, my generation in particular, I was born in 1984. We grew up with packaged food, man. It came out, boom, McDonald's, packaged food, KFC, Nami noodles, Twisties, Pringles, pretzels, milk in big bottles. It all came out when I was growing up. We copped soy. Oh, I was on the soy milk, you know, when I came off the breast, I was on soy milk. Fuck. Ugh. I used to wake up in the morning and I'd have a massive bowl of rice bubbles with Cocoa Pops and then pour sugar over it. I just pour it on there. And milk, that's what I ate when I went to school. No wonder I was fucking useless at school and hyperactive. My parents put me in sport 7 days a week because I had so much energy. Because I'm a sensitive, I'm tapped in, I've got a bit of fucking genetics from Aborigine in there as well, and I'm eating milk, dairy, doesn't work good for anyone, smashing sugar, which is poisonous and toxic, okay, Cocoa Pops and rice bubbles, artificial flavours and colours, not even real food, there's no food. I haven't had food for breakfast, I had poison for breakfast. Then what, go to school, have a fucking meat pie, bit of animal slaughter and sacrifice energy in there. The worst bits of all the animals mashed up into a thing and put into canola oil. Gluten. Fucking pastry. Still haven't had food yet. I'm at lunchtime, haven't had any food. Then I go home, have some fucking barbecue shapes. Get home, have some Maggi noodles. Fucking destroys the gut. Barbecue shapes, MSG, fucking shitty sacks of salt. Artificial flavors and colors and preservatives and yeasts and thickeners and all that. Then have dinner. Now, dinner's all right. Parents cook dinner, you know, a bit of schnitzel and some veggies and things like that. Sweet. But that's all we knew. So everyone's fucking minds have been destroyed for 20, 30 years. 20, 30 years we've been poisoning our minds off. And when you have a poisonous mind and a poisonous, when you have a poisonous body, you have a poisonous mind. Because everything that goes in your gut goes into the mind. That's the thing. The gut is the number one brain. This is the second brain. The gut brain is number one brain. Hey, Cam, how you doing, man? So I get it. I get people are making fucking stupid decisions. And it wasn't until I got into meditation, I started detoxing, getting on the Chinese herbs, okay, drinking correct, proper, fucking fresh water. And if you guys in Sydney, you haven't got a water filtration system, contact me. Me and my business partner, he's been in water filtration for 27 years. We have the most amazing water filtration systems. Okay, that's what we do. I have minerals, I have all types of things. If you don't have a water system, step one, guys, get a water system. Get off the neurotoxin. It is the simplest thing you can research and come to an easy decision at the end. It's like, I don't need to be drinking industrial waste every day. Pretty fucking simple. And you don't need to be showering in it either. People are like, well, I got it out of the toothpaste, got that out of my life. And then they're like, oh, well, got a water filter for the house. It's like, well, you're showering in it every day. You're superheating industrial waste and you're showering in it. 1.5 litres per day goes into your body every time you shower. So 1.5 litres every time you have a shower is absorbed into your skin. When you heat it, okay, you're heating up industrial waste that comes from China. That's where the fluoride comes, okay, in Australia, comes from China. It's industrial waste. It comes from the fertilizer and aluminium plants. It's a byproduct. What happens is, they've got these big, giant, tall scrubbers, and this fluoride, this hydrofluorosilicic acid is basically just steaming up, and they spray water. They've got sprayers at the top of these scrubbers, and it sprays down, and it basically stops it from going out into the environment. And then once it hits 14%, the water at the bottom, they have to remove it. So if it goes any more than 14%, it's so toxic that it'll actually eat through the metal containers for the trucks that are going to transport it, and then they have to powderize it. That's how toxic it is, okay? But it's not just hydrofluorosilicic acid, it's 250 industrial waste products that come from the fertilizer and aluminium industry. And those products are so toxic that they can't bury them, because if you bury it, it leaches into the ground, all the livestock die, they get osteoporosis and they get bone cancer and disease and they die. It leaches into the rivers, it kills everything in the river. Imagine just throwing like bleach in there, times 100, dead, dead. So you can't bury it, you can't put it in the water, it costs $1 million a ton to get rid of it. $1 million. So what do they do? The globalists, because they're all buddies, right? They're all doing handshakes behind the scenes. We're all fucking friends here. Let's get rid of our waste problem and let's depopulate the planet and let's make them stupid. What do you mean make them stupid, Nate? What do you mean? Fluoride's good for your teeth, isn't it? Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. Fluoride is accumulative, so it bioaccumulates in your body. It builds up in the bones. Creates osteoporosis, any disease or sickness you have in your body, it supercharges it. Okay, calcium doesn't give you healthy, strong bones. Magnesium does. Calcium is actually what builds up in your bones, and then you get arthritis. To get rid of arthritis, you have to move. You have to use progesterone, wild natural progesterone from wild yams, and you have to move it because there's a calcium buildup of bone. So it hurts, but you work it, and it wears away, and eventually you don't have the problem there. That's because you're mineral deficient. Simple things. So this is one single thing we have going on, our water. The most beautiful thing ever. Why do you think there was such a battle at Standing Rock? And what was Standing Rocks? Standing Rock was literally the movie Avatar. Now, most of you guys have seen the movie Avatar. That was literally what was going on in that movie. The natives standing up for their water. And what blows my mind, why wasn't there 10 million people down there? These guys are fighting, like, this is like a global protest. Why wasn't there 7 million people down there, 10 million people down, hundreds and thousands just going fuck this. Fuck your oil pipeline off. We don't even need oil. We can grow hemp. We can create our oil from hemp. We don't need to be running cars on petrol. That's a fucking load of shit. Most of you guys have seen my videos. My car runs on hydrogen, HHO. Water. Me. My car. Imagine I got $100 million a year to create a new engine. We wouldn't be using petrol. But it doesn't happen though, does it? It doesn't happen. Why do all these things not happen? Why? Why are the cancer cures suppressed? Why is there fucking a neurotoxin in our drinking water? Why are all the free energy technologies suppressed while the people killed off? It's all the same thing, right? It's all the arms of the octopus. All these arms that connect to this central fucking evil sack of shit. The greed of money. And the world's run, currently, by an army of pedophiles. That hurts, doesn't it? An army of fucking goddamn pedophiles. I seriously get so disheartened sometimes just looking at the world, you know? It's very hard to maintain sanity when you know what's going on. Because when you're waking up, when you have your awakening, and if you don't know why that is, you'll know when it happens. You start becoming sane in an insane world. You start seeing the world for actually what it is for the first time. And it's scary. The world is actually a little bit scary when you understand how it works. No, I can't rotate it while I'm working it, sorry. And that's what happened to me, you know? But anyway, I don't want to talk about me. What I want to talk about is what's happening with the internet, what's happening over in the United Kingdom. If you didn't realise what's happening in the United Kingdom, okay, Tommy Robinson is a guy who's been speaking out about some rape gangs and pedophile gangs and things like that. There's been 40,000 people taken to the streets. Now, before I start even talking about this, you have to understand the number one person on the CIA's watch list, the number one person, okay, it's not returning veterans, gun owners, it's not terrorists, it's not Muslims, it's empowered individuals. That's who they're worried about. Empowered individuals, people who can create a movement, people who can create a revolution, who can band people together and empower people. Because the issue is, we're having a world full of people who are waking up so quickly that the deep state is shitting themselves. After the Trump presidency, when he got in, and Truth Media basically shit it all over Hillary Clinton, regardless of Trump, whatever, fuck it, okay? Don't buy into, like, just buy into what people do and be positive about what they do and, like, stop making stories around everything. Let's just fucking focus on solutions. We really need to focus on what's going on in our own backyard. That's the most important thing. We're missing the point. Now, you tell me, is a guy in the United Kingdom who can get 40,000 people motivated to fucking protest against their fucking crap government, is that a threat or not? That's a goddamn threat. The issue is, you have the divide and conquer tactic going on where, yes, there's divide and conquer happening all over the world. This is happening everywhere. Divide everyone up. Families, countries, religions. Get everyone fighting each other and so busy fighting each other that we never actually unify and focus on the true enemy. And the true enemy is a deep state. It's the Zionists, it's the Jesuits. It's the insurance firms. It's the mega banks. It's these globalist scumbags who have banded together, and they're a bunch of Nazis from a bloodline of half-humans who have been just interbreeding generation after generation. And they've cleverly divided us up. They've cleverly divided us in a way where we're fighting each other. Where we're like, the fucking Christians did this, the Muslims did that, and we're banding everyone in a category, rather than just saying those idiots over there, we're using a name for a whole race of people. But what we're getting caught up in is this divide and conquer. There is a thing called the Calgary Plan, which is being played out, which is pushed by the Jews. Once again, you say Jews. It's not really the Jews, it's the Zionists and the people who control the Jews, so There's so many words that we have to understand, and we have to actually understand what's happening and how it's happening. Saying it's the Jews is not helping. The Jews are just brainwashed as much as everyone else. You know, they're literally in their own Chinese communist style country where they're just getting their own propaganda, they're getting their own lies, you know? Anyone has to do is get a fresh set of eyes and look in and go, okay, someone shot a firework over the fence, which is literally what the Palestinians are doing. They have like fireworks and rocks. And then you have a serious military force bombing and killing and, you know, launching rockets and killing people in a native people's land that was their land initially, and they're being pushed out of their land. But even regardless of like who owned the land beforehand, these are human beings. They're on rations for water. They're on rations for food and rations for electricity. They only get a certain amount of water, electricity, and food per day. So they're on rations. That alone is a style of genocide. So that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing happening just over there alone. And then you have the mainstream media pushing out the information, which is constantly divide and rule. Because divide and rule is the tactic, right? Get everyone hating on everyone else, blaming everyone else, rather than just going and talking to people and going, hey, what's going on? Like, what is going on over there? The whole entire news has been infiltrated by disinformation, propaganda and disinformation. Hello, what are you doing? Come over here. You want to join me? Come here. Come here. Come on. Come up. Come up. Sit down. Who's that? Look. Doesn't that just change everything? Anyway, you want to talk on camera? So we're falling for the divide and conquer tactic. And any type of speech against any race of people, especially for white people, is deemed now racist. And the racism card is the card that's being pushed by George Soros, Hillary Clinton. So if you're a white person like me, you can't speak out about other races because you're racist. You're a Nazi. If you're a black person, or if you're a Muslim, or you're Mexican, or you're Spanish, you can speak out because it's patriotic. It's your country. It's who you are. But white people are dogs, apparently. And everyone's blaming white people, when it's really, once again, it's not the Jews, it's the Zionists and the people who are controlling them. It's not the white people, it's the overarching controllers of the white people who are controlling the militaries, they're controlling the armies, they're controlling the thoughts and the minds of the people. We've all been fucking divided up. All of us. And yet we're blaming each other. Oh, you did this, you did that. It's like, we didn't do shit. I didn't invade any fucking countries. None of the people in Australia invaded Iraq. It was the fucking brainwashed military. And it was our fucking government, which are controlled by the deep state. And everyone's like, you did this, the white people did that. Fucking America did that. It's not America. Americans are brainwashed too. 70% of Americans don't even have a fucking passport. They have no idea what's going on outside their country. So we need to stop pointing the finger at countries and start pointing the finger at the fucking politicians. And that's why what's happened to El High Priest, who has been holding these politicians accountable, that is why this is such a fucking problem. When someone starts getting close to the truth, what happens? He gets arrested and put into a fucking mental hospital. Now everyone's like, why isn't the world changing? What's going on? How come it's staying the same? You know, what's going on? It is changing, but we're not seeing it because the news is a load of shit. But how many of you people out there listening to this, how many of you guys have written into your parliament, have rang up the Attorney General's office, have wrote a letter in to the Minister of Defence, Julia Bishop, fucking wench, funding terrorist organisation, aiding and abetting terrorists, real terrorists. There is real terrorists out there, real ones. The real terrorists, they work in the banks, they wear suits, they work in the Mossad army, they work for the central intelligence agencies. That's the true terrorism. And the only way we're going to avoid this situation, the only way we're going to avoid having serious fucking conflicts, if people put their religious programming aside, their cultural indoctrination, and they start going out and talking to people on the streets. Because the internet's done for us, guys. Understand, the internet is finished now. If I can have my YouTube censored, if El High can be put in prison, if Brendan D. Murphy from Global Freedom Movement, if he can have his website shut down, Mate, you guys are next. Just a matter of time. It's a putting of the frog in the boiling water. That's what it is. It's putting a frog in the warm water and slowly turning it up. That's what we're seeing right now. Blanket censorship in the internet. And then in the United Kingdom, because of Tony Robinson, people don't even realize this, but there was a blanket censorship where if any single journalist even spoke about Tommy Robinson, they'll get put in prison. Does that sound like United Kingdom to you? Does that sound like a Western country where they can't even speak out about what's going on because you'll get put in fucking prison? And that's what El High Priest is copping right now. That guy's sitting in a fucking mental hospital, one of the most smartest, withered, strong-minded people I've ever come across. And don't confuse his passion for anger. That guy's passionate, man. He's a very, very passionate guy. So it's really important that if you jump on my Facebook, I did a post just below this one, and it's all the phone numbers for the hospital, for the MPs. You guys need to ring up and ring up and ring up and ring up and then ring up. Then tomorrow, ring up, leave messages, write letters, send emails, fucking constantly. That's the only way things change. Nothing changes unless people band together. Nothing is going to happen unless everyone starts taking action themselves. Action in their own world. And that's right, Rachel. He's sitting in a mental hospital run by psychopaths. Now, being in a mental hospital is a dangerous place. If they get you on those drugs, okay, that's not good, man. They'll get you on a amantadine and all types of chemicals that will fuck your brain up, and then you'll actually be a mental patient. The whole entire psychiatric realm and the mental wards are designed to break people who have extra abilities. And yes, there is some people in there who need help, but there is a lot of very, very smart, tapped-in, sovereign beings who have extra abilities. And you guys know what I'm talking about. People who can see through other realms. People who are connected to the unseen realms. They're sitting there because they've been thrown in prison because they're misunderstood. And this system doesn't want to show people with gifts. They want to keep the status quo. They want to keep it locked down. Anyone who's ever spoken out about this hasn't seen the day of light. The light of day. So that's what's happening in the UK right now. We have blanket censorship. That's what's happening in Australia right now. We have Facebook groups being taken off, being deleted. Global freedom movement, it's gone. Fucking see you later, done. 30,000 people, all that hard work, finished. And who are the fact checkers in these? In this operation, who are the people, are the facts checkers? Companies like Snopes, a man and a woman sitting in their living room with a bunch of cats. That's apparently the credible organization who checks which websites are credible and which ones are not. So what's going to happen with the internet, if you guys don't fucking buckle up, is that you'll try and do a website and the government will say, no, that's against our rules and regulations, so you're not going to have a website. And eventually we're going to see ourselves living in a realm which is like North Korea, where they have no idea what's going on in the real world. I mean, what is the real world? That's a pretty fucking fast comment to begin with. I can definitely have a big talk about that. Sorry, the sun's getting in the way of my microphone. And what we're going to see, we're just going to see absolute censorship. And people are going to wake up in 10 years' time and go, when did we lose our rights? When did we lose our freedom of speech? When did this world turn into a draconian, Blade Runner style existence? And if you can't see that now, whew, fuck. An issue is we need people out there. We need everyone out there to wake up to this and to start taking action, to start talking about it. Now, I've been told recently by a bunch of signs that I need to pull my content offline and start taking it to the streets again, getting back on the stage and touring this country and getting around the world. So that's what I'm up to now. So if you haven't already subscribed to my website, if someone can put my website in there, it's www-innateawareness.com. Sorry, www.innate-awareness.com. If you guys can put it in there, please jump on and subscribe to my page, because more than likely you won't see us in the near future. So I'm trying to get a nice big email train together, so when I start touring with some amazing people, I've got some amazing people who are on my team now who are going to be working with us. And we're going to be doing the information, plus the sound journeys, plus we're going to be going deep into the esoteric realms. And then from that, it's going to spiral out. And I've got people ready with sweat lodges. I've got people ready with ceremonies. I've got people who are going to be doing men's circles, which I'm going to be doing too. And we're going to be taking people, and we're going to be getting people to work through their trauma. And we're going to enlighten and awaken people to start living in a better realm. We're going to be setting up communities around this country where people can live together away from this bullshit. And then we're going to be focusing on the children. the most important things. It's two ends. So thanks, Talia. Check on Talia's one there. So yeah, the main thing is the children that are coming through now. That's why I'm so about the vaccines. We're so careful about the vaccines. I tell all my friends, come on, guys, do your own research. We're too far down the route now. We're too far into the 11th hour to be fucking around going, look, I didn't really do any research, so I'm just going to get the vaccines anyway. If I could only tell you the names of all the people that I know have vaccine-damaged children, there is hundreds. And I'm part of the pro-vax rally here in Australia. There's a big rally coming up. And I'll post that on my website too and on my Facebook. And it's not about them against us. It's about let's get the information right and work out how we can make these things safer or not have them at all. And there's a phone number for Nambour Hospital, guys, on the screen as well. So, yeah, wow. We really are in a time of great change, positive change, but also some scary shit's going on, you know? When am I going to get a knock on the door? I've already had my house raided 2 times. I've already been raided twice. So, not looking forward to a third time. And thank you guys, thank you for listening, thank you for being part of this. This week I was literally ready to hang the boots up and just go, fuck everyone, fuck you all. I'm done. I'm just going to go to my land, I'm going to grow food, which I can do. I don't need to work. I haven't worked a normal job in 6 years. I've set myself up that I need to do that. I don't have to do this at all. I don't have to be here in the city. I can piss off tomorrow. I'm done. And I came back to Sydney. I've been back to Sydney for 3 weeks, you know, and I've been away from it. I've been up north kind of hanging out and just doing a bit of healing, doing a bit of work on myself and my physical vessel. So I was a bit run down, you know, when you're giving a lot all the time, it's stressful. When you're researching the stuff that I'm also always researching, it's dark, man. It's dark. And you have to use methods to pull yourself out of that. And it's a perception-based reality. You know, I can meditate listening to Alex Jones. Fine. But then some people are like, I can't listen to him. His voice is so negative. I'm just finding we're having a world of cotton wool wrapped people who they can't deal with any sort of truth. Anything like, it's too negative. I don't want to hear it. Like they're fully allergic to anything negative. And it's like, man, that's your shadow self. What, you're allergic to yourself? You're allergic to what you see in other people that you don't like in yourself? That's what it is. Anything you don't like in other people, there's a small portion of that you don't like in yourself because you see that in yourself. And that's what Teal Swan was talking about in her seminar here in Sydney. We're talking about the shadow self, facing that shadow self. We have a whole spiritual community of people who are like, love and light. Come on, wake up, would ya? Love and light. The fuck is that shit? We're living in a world of fucking pedophiles running the show, child sacrifice. 30 million people dying every year of starvation and hunger. Yeah, love and light. Come on, man. Then you talk about something that they deem negative, and they're getting all offended. Sorry, I'm not here to blow smoke up everyone's asses and tell them that the fucking aliens are going to come next week and save the planet. Because they're not. No one's coming. No one's going to come here. We've got to work this shit out ourselves. And do you know how you work this out? To get out of here, you have to go inwards. The whole battle is for your mind. This whole entire battle, especially geoengineering, is a fear game to keep us all in a place of fear. To control your mind. Most people I speak to, because I run meditation classes, I run sound journey classes, I do all these things. They go, I can't meditate, Nate. I'm like, sweet. Well, you don't control your mind. Who controls your mind? If you don't control it, if you can't sit down for an hour and just close your eyes and sit quietly, fuck, if you can't do that, how could you control any other facet of your life? How should you have any impact or bearing on other people's lives if you can't even sit with your eyes quietly closed and drop into a place of peace? They don't like that, man. They get triggered. Oh, I'm just going to do heaps of stuff. I'm just going to keep busy. Yeah, just keep busy. Yeah, that's called spiritual bypassing. Not facing your shadow self. But people don't like it because it's hard. It is hard. It's not easy. It's definitely. We've got so much conductive heavy metals trapped in this body and this mind. We've been poisoned off for so long. Yeah, it's definitely hard to meditate. But all you have to do it is regularly every night and watch how your life changes. Start focusing on the solutions you want to see in the world. Ah, fucking sun. Start focusing on those solutions, man. There's simple things I tell people that will change your life. One, start reading The Ringing Cedars of Russia, the book series. If anyone can put a link for that on the page, that would be great. Just setting up my tripod, hang on a second. Trying to get this last bit of sunshine. The whole entire day was geoengineering today. My parents are out the backyard going, wow. My parents are on board now with geoengineering. Pretty funny. Didn't think that would happen a couple of years ago. But everyone's becoming aware now, you know? Everyone's becoming aware. So yeah, jump onto the Ringing Cedars of Russia. It's a book series, really profound book series that will teach you about the nature of reality, the true nature of reality and how things work. Get the black covers there. Talia just put the link there. The black covers, buy all 10 and buy about 5 of book number 1 and hand them out to people. Selflessly give to other people. Simplest thing. The world is lacking in love at the moment and we're full of trauma. Trauma from our parents, trauma from birth, trauma from things that happened in our childhood. Basically trauma from growing up in a world without mentors, without smart, conscious people who had the information to help us. Trauma from being vaccinated, trauma from our actual birth. Trauma from taking all the information that was going on around us while we're in the womb. People are like, oh yeah, it's my birthday. It's like, you're actually born 9 months earlier. That's when you're actually born. Because you started absorbing information when you're in the room. That's why it's so important to be in a place of complete love and complete peace and apathy and empathy while you're pregnant, while your wife is pregnant. They should be out in the bush, away from Wi-Fi, away from phone towers. But it's hard, you know, we live in this world and maybe I can show you some of the geo that was today. There's a little bit left over, but today was, it was crazy, man. They did a big X over my house. Yeah, they literally did a massive big cross over my house, you know, huge big X. It's obvious. It's on my Instagram, you can have a look. Now, I said I was going to talk about the weaponizing of food, but I don't want to go too long, you know. I always end up going for like 2 hours on these Facebook Lives and they're a bit much, so. Yeah, jump onto those books. Simple solutions, jump onto those books, start ringing up the hospitals, start being aware of what's going on in your local area. And the most important thing I think we can do is start doing men's circles, start getting 4, 5, 10 of your friends, get them together. Just have some tea, you know, put some really nice, good herbal tea, get them over and start talking and start having a deep conversation. Do a 10 or 15 minute meditation. And then start talking, go, right guys, what's coming up for you? Same with the women. Women should be doing men's circles. Every month or every 2 weeks, women should be getting together and talking openly about what they're going through. There's so many single women out there who are doing it tough, you know? Oh, shit. And same with the men. So many people are doing it real, real tough. And it's a shame, you know? Because the support is out there and people are looking for the support, but it's not happening. Now, if the internet is going to be done, we need to start taking it to the streets, we need to start gathering, and we need to start having group gatherings and things like that. So that's why this website, this platform I'm putting together, is about creating a network of people where we can join and where we can do stuff together. Because, yeah, I knew the internet wasn't going to last forever. We had a good go at it. And I remember just, you know, 5 years ago when I was organizing the Monsanto March, there was thousands and thousands of posts every day and beautiful things about cures and tinctures and like cancer cures and all this amazing stuff, and just bit by bit it dropped off and disappeared. And I was like, fuck, what happened to the internet? You know, it used to be good. 5 years ago I used to look at my Facebook feed and go, fuck, and I was learning so much every day. And now it's just negativity and shit about Trump and, yeah, just lies and disinformation. So it's time to get off. And it's time to fucking really get our kids off the internet too, man. Get them away from the phones. Get them away from the internet. Get them out into nature. Really important we get kids out into nature. These are the kids who are going to come through and be the world changers in the future. And if they're addicted to social media, to tablets and to gaming and all the rest of it, how are they going to be connected to themselves and to their hearts? Even talking about love to some people is almost makes them allergic. You know, I talk about love a lot and people are just like, oh, fuck, go deep, would ya? It's like, go deep? Are you fucking serious? I'd love to go deep, but you're not capable of going deep, you know? Man, incredible times.